This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Coming off of a long 4th of July weekend, Braves were terrible. They are on the road. They'll take on the Athletics in Sacramento starting tomorrow. Abe is in for Mike today. Interesting conversation about Trey Young and these cryptic emojis and things that he's posting. And it's not continuous, by the way. It's just a few things, but it's enough to make you wonder or not if he's sending a message. And Abe, you said when you have this conversation with him, and a guy hit me up and said, do we really expect the Hawks to do that? Here's what we have to do. We have to give the new management an opportunity to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, yeah, this is how they're going to do business. This is not Travis Slink. This is not Landry Fields. It's, Ansi Salah. And so we need to give him the opportunity to figure out how they're going to do things, Mike, Abe. And once we do, well, he's gone. Once we do, then we can say, hey, this is how that used to be, and this is what it is. You guys cannot tell us right now that you don't like what you've seen with the way that they've gone about their business here over the last month. You can't. Matter of fact, you've told us you love what you've seen with the way that they've done things. So I know that maybe you feel like, well, before they might not have. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say, all right, look, how are they going to handle this? But either way, it's out there and it's something we're talking about. 404-726-0929. You were talking about Kirk Cousins and what somebody hit us up on the text line, asked you about Cousins?
Someone mentioned, hey, is there a possibility he actually comes out of the Netflix series Quarterback, which gets released at 3 a.m. overnight, not only looking better, but more importantly, with an increased trade value? The way I view it, and feel free to stop me, correct me if I'm wrong here, Carl, the value for Kirk Cousins in a trade is not about him. It's about what is available and who is necessarily in search of a quarterback. And with the exception, I guess, of Indy, who I don't know what's going on there with the shoulder, everyone's kind of got their jobs locked up. Everyone that's trying to win, at least. Like, obviously, New Orleans, like, whatever.
Right.
But I mean, call it what it is. They're not looking for a guy who might win a game.
Yeah, the trade value is not going to change based on a TV show. Okay, first of all, just plain and simple. It doesn't matter how he's portrayed, what comes off, what negativity or positivity comes out. That doesn't allow somebody to watch this Netflix show and go, you know what, we should trade for Kirk Cousins. That's not what's going to happen. Abe, this comes down to, as we've talked about for months now, on end, and the reason why we're mentioning this, by the way, this Quarterback show is coming out on Netflix if you're just tuning in. And it starts, I think, at tonight, midnight or 3 a.m., whatever. And so Abe's going
to
watch
if
all
I drive to the state line,
eight episodes.
If I drive to Alabama at the state line, will I get it at 2 a.m.?
Okay. You know what? You're a nutcase. I mean, who's doing that? Nobody's doing that.
I'm not doing that.
You know he's doing that. I'm surprised you even
thought about doing that if he says he's, yeah.
I'm surprised you're even thinking about waking up at 3 a.m. just to watch this show.
Thinking
I am
about
intrigued.
It?
You're going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to show you setting my alarm?
It's probably already set if I know you.
It's not.
But
I will.
this is not going to change any of that perception. What it may do, as Abe mentioned, is give us some more insight into certain events that happened last season and what was going on maybe behind the scenes. Outside of that, nobody's calling after the first or second episode of Quarterbacks and going, we need Kirk Cousins.
No, it'd be episode 5 or 6 at some point, right?
When they show the good. When somebody potentially goes down.
Here's the question I have, because there's always the interest in the quarterbacks. Do you think Cousins is getting 33 1/3%, right? Like a third of this show? And Burrow gets a third and Goff gets a third? Or do you think it's like 50% on Burrow and Goff and Cousins split it? The storyline for Jared Goff, and I'm sure they have something. Burrow, I get with his storyline. Cousins, certainly, they walked into that one.
Burrow was so good last year.
What's the storyline with Goff?
What do you mean, what's the storyline?
His team was Super Bowl contenders last year.
Great.
Yeah, and it's Detroit, a team that's historically not been a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, his team was legit. What are you talking about? There's a great storyline.
There's no drama there.
Absolutely,
yeah,
there
no
is.
Drama.
The year before, what they lose on like the ineligible man or whatever it was. Yeah.
No, look, the whole, and this is going to give us hopefully more insight to Ben Johnson too, who's now in Chicago, because he's been behind that offense and, you know, obviously what Goff has been able to accomplish there. But I think there's a lot there. I am curious, but the whole Cousins thing, guys, stop reaching. There is not going to be all of a sudden this resurgence of interest in trading for Kirk Cousins. The only way that happens, God forbid, is if somebody has a serious injury and then they're in desperate need. And that's the only way that this is probably going to play out. I think the Falcons have told you guys, and now I hope you believe them, they are comfortable with him being the backup.
Well, we'll see how comfortable they are when this story comes out at 3 a.m.
Okay, Abe. All right, yeah. Camp's 2 weeks away.
By
they're
the
comfortable.
Way, just so everyone's clear on Netflix, Cousins and his team have editorial discussions, and the Atlanta Falcons and their staff have editorial discussions. It's not like a total free-for-all. Cousins is going to make sure he looks good in this situation. Right. The Falcons are going to make sure that they're covered and they look good in this situation. It is kind of reality. It is also scripted. I always say this, like, you can't really trust documentaries. Like you can always shape a documentary. Yes, are they true? Sure. But how can someone sit here and tell me that a vegan diet and a paleo diet are both the best way you could eat? Like you can shape whatever you want.
I prefer this is anything over vegan. Go ahead.
This is a shaped show. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
But it's also editorialized.
Yes, it is. I'm with you on that. All right, 404-726-0929. More on that to come. We'll get to guy talk coming up a little bit later on. Also, yeah, man, no man. O's got that taken care of. Day-Day is out, by the way. He was enjoying his wife, I'm trying to put this in a way that, you know, but he was enjoying their getaway.
You just want to share it to your story with some sort of cryptic?
No. I just, you know, because I don't want to like steal his thunder, because I know he's going to come back and be like, man, I had a terrific time. But they left. They were celebrating their anniversary, and I'll leave it at that. But so he's off today. I think he's back tomorrow, but we'll find out all about his trip and everything that happened. But Big O's got Yeah Man, No Man coming up. Right now, though, we got to talk about the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's talk about what's going on around the NFL. Cowboys, you know, if I say a Cowboy arrested, is it really a surprise? I know, it's harsh, but it's true. Kevontae Turpin arrested on 2 misdemeanor charges, possession of weed, marijuana, less than 2 ounces. How much is that, Abe?
That's 2 shots worth.
How much, like, show me, like, how much is that, 2 ounces? What are we talking about? Okay, gotcha.
I don't know.
Abe just put his fingers close together. Unlawful carrying of a weapon? Okay. You can get a concealed carry, can't you, or something like that? Is it legal in Texas? I don't know. And I don't even know what, you know. Again.
I'm pretty sure carrying is legal in Texas. Texas?
Why are you painting a broad brush? My goodness, it's legal in Georgia. Give me a break. But, yeah, so he gets arrested. What happens here? What are they going to do here?
Brush it. They'll brush it aside. It's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's not going.
It's not 53 man on the roster. This is a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, look, and it's 2 misdemeanor charges.
Let's be honest about what these charges are. And we've seen excessive driving. We've seen physical stuff, not from him. I'm just in the general scope of things. He was pulled over and he had stuff he shouldn't have had. Sure, but like, keep it realistic about what that is. It's a Pro Bowler.
I agree. That's, I don't think anything major happens as far as him being released or anything like that. And again, how much is 2 ounces of weed, Abe? About that much? All right, so.
Got these cameras on yet?
Yeah, no, not yet. Travis Kelce, by the way, says offenses will try to wear out Jags rookie Travis Hunter on defense. You believe this? You mind this?
He says. I don't. I'll tell you why.
Okay, he says, quote, this is Travis Kelce. I do not know because teams are going to be going after him, talking about, you know, whether he's going to be able to hang on both sides of the football. He says they're going to try to make his day miserable. If he plays corner, they're going to run deep balls at him all day long. They're going to run wide receivers, just take off on him all day and try to tire him out. Why wouldn't you just attack him that way? This is Travis Kelce. You believe the teams are going to try to wear out Travis Hunter if he's playing both ways?
No, I think it's a nonsense comment. I understand the premise. You're going to adjust your offense? You're going to adjust your offense to try and take this guy out on the other side of the ball? That's how big of an impact he's having? And how do you know who he's going to cover on play-by-play? He's going to be moving around most likely.
Yes, he is.
You're not running wide receiver 5 out there for Hunter to cover on a deep ball that is never going to get thrown. He's going to be on a dude. That dude needs to be in your offense. So I understand the premise. You're not adjusting. If you're Patrick Mahomes, can you imagine the suggestion of you adjusting your offense to account for Travis Hunter and making sure that your defense has an easier time? That is nonsensical. And it's not just about the Chiefs or Andy Reid. That is 31 other teams outside of the Jaguars. You cannot adjust your offense to try and take a guy out. Yeah. That honestly would be him having a bigger impact than just at the position.
Agreed. And you can run just go routes all day, but that makes no sense either. Because
we're doing flag football. Yeah, it doesn't work.
You know, you just run a go route all day long. Meanwhile, I want you to hear Sauce Gardner talk about Justin Fields. Do you believe Justin Fields will be good in New York as the Jets starting quarterback? I do. And I think he's going to be because they're going to allow him to play. They're going to let him be able to throw the ball down the field, give him the freedom to play like he's not been able to play in recent stops. With that said, this is Sauce Gardner talking about Fields making the kind of throws that he saw Aaron Rodgers make.
He really been dialed in, like, trying to make those type of throws. Like, he made a few throws in OTAs that I'm like, yo, I did not know he was capable of making this throw. Because it's only a certain amount of quarterbacks that can make. I'm talking about his throws on, like, Aaron's type of level. Like, when it comes to, like, being able to squeeze those throws in there, I always thought Aaron was, like, the best when it came to that. And it's like, Justin then made a few throws where I'm like, okay, he really been in the lab for real. I could just tell.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very interesting. And by the way, you know they play, right? Steelers, Jets, Week 1.
We're all aware.
And it's going to be fascinating. But I do think Justin has a chance to be really good with this situation. New coordinator, more importantly, Aaron Glenn has said, look, we're going to let you play. So his teammates are saying he's making all these throws, whether it was OTAs or mandatory minicamp. Camp for them starts here as well in just a couple of weeks. It's Dukes and Bell, Abe in from Mike. Jonnu Smith. He did not think this trade was going to happen with the Steelers. By the way, the Steelers reward their general manager, Omar Khan, with a 3-year extension. That happened literally going into the 4th of July weekend. Here's Jonnu.
I didn't foresee this happening with how the season went for me individually. Obviously, I had aspirations of ending my career in Miami with it basically being home for me and my children, my family. But I understand the business side of it, and it didn't work out. I'm grateful. I got no ill feelings towards Miami or nobody in the organization. You know, I can't sit here and lie and say that it didn't sting when the process was playing itself out. I felt that I was in a position, and I thought that I was one of the key ingredients to helping this team succeed. But after the season ended, me and my agent, we like, this is a no-brainer. Like, we'll be here forever.
So he gets what he wants. He gets to go for, play with Arthur Smith again.
At what point did he not foresee it? Because it was a pretty, I mean.
Well, remember, the trade was on and it was off.
This was a 5-week buildup.
Yeah.
At some point, he had to foresee it.
Yeah. It was on and then it was off, and I guess it was on again. Either way, he got what he wanted. And Lamar Jackson, by the way, says the game has gotten a lot easier for him.
It's probably slowed down a little bit, yeah. I guess. People aren't allowed to defend quarterbacks anymore, so that certainly helps.
Well, I also think he's seeing the field like crazy. I mean, again, 41 touchdowns last year for Lamar Jackson. Hey, we come back.
He's also got Derrick Henry. That helps, too.
How do you make sure that this year doesn't happen again next year if you're the Braves? We'll discuss coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.